Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It is with the greatest of enthusiasm that I say we are now joined by Jessica Vaughn. She is the Director of Policy Studies at an organization I consider to be simply indispensable. It is the Center for Immigration Studies. It does really cutting-edge work in helping the rest of us understand the public policy issues and the debates that are taking place about them in connection with everything from sanctuary cities to immigration reform to DACA and so much more. And we're always pleased that she's with us. She is a former foreign service officer of all things with experience, among other places, in Latin America. She is highly acclaimed in terms of her contributions to the public policy debate in this space by media all over the country and of all stripes. So it's always a delight to have her with us as well. Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Frank. Glad to be with you.
So I wanted to start with the president's efforts to try to lay out what seem to be eminently sensible principles to govern the kind of immigration that is in the, well, national security interests of the United States, as well as more broadly. What is your current understanding of the state of play with respect to those principles on Capitol Hill, Jessica?
Well, this is a very comprehensive list of priorities, ranging from border security to interior enforcement, asylum reform, and ending chain migration. And it's really a to-do list for Congress. The president can only do so much on his own. He's done a great deal already, but Congress needs to act too. And the time is ripe for it because the priority for many members of Congress right now is to enact an amnesty for the so-called Dreamers or the people with DACA. And the president, in setting out this list of priorities, is telling Congress, you know, look, we've got a lot of other bigger problems to fix. This may be the opportunity to fix some of them. What's happening now, the Democrats, who are, you know, the loudest pro-amnesty voices, of course, are saying that they want to do a bill that is just an amnesty for the Dreamers. It would actually be a perpetual amnesty for any child who makes it to the United States illegally.
And for their relatives, I believe. Is that also the case?
Yes, indeed. Parents, siblings.
So in other words, the people who are widely condemned for having brought these children illegally here are going to get rewarded for doing so along with their children.
That's important to remember. Any amnesty for the so-called Dreamers or the people with DACA, which is who it should be, if there is going to be one, is in effect an amnesty for their spouses, their parents, their siblings, and future relatives who would be sponsored by them. So it exponentially increases. For every green card given out in an amnesty, there's usually three more that result from it.
So we're talking about possibly not just the 800,000 or so that we often are told about, but maybe 3.5 million. So this is what Congress is being encouraged to do by the Democrats. Where do the Republicans come down?
Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell have each convened a working group of key Republicans, including people from leadership and people who have expertise from the Judiciary Committees, and they represented in those groups are both immigration security stalwarts like Bob Goodlatte on the House side and Senator Grassley on the Senate side, but also people who are pushing for and would be perfectly happy with a mass amnesty, people like Kevin McCarthy on the House side and Lindsey Graham on the Senate side. So Republicans right now are making a deal with each other on what to do about the Dreamers. And there's a risk here that we could end up with a very bad deal that would be praised by the likes of Senator Lindsey Graham and others for this massive amnesty and, of course, future chain migration and an offering of token border security in exchange that will be used to, you know, in the hopes of fooling average voters who want to see much more, who are not all that excited about an amnesty, but are willing to put up with it if we can get some real security and safety-minded reforms in place.
And this whole question of are they going to throw in with the Democrats is in part going to be informed, perhaps, by what's happening on the ground in terms of upcoming votes. There is, of course, a relatively small number of elections in this off year, at least at the level of governors and sort of the prominent, you know, focus of attention that they typically are. One of the races that is taking place and has increasingly had overtones of a real divide on immigration issues is, of course, here in the Washington, D.C. area in Virginia. Jessica Vaughn, talk a little bit about that race as it's shaping up and the implications, as you see them, for this congressional ongoing thrash about DACA and immigration more generally.
Well, I think there's a lot at stake in this Virginia election, and part of it is because it's taking place at this time where members of Congress are watching it and deciding what to do about immigration. And it's important because the two candidates couldn't be more different. The Republican candidate, Gillespie, is wearing the mantle of a pro-rule of law and law of order approach. He's talked a lot about the need to crack down on sanctuaries, the huge problem of MS-13 and other transnational gangs, and in general pushing very Trump-esque themes. And so the outcome of this race could have a huge impact, I think will have a huge impact on how members of Congress go into these negotiations over an amnesty bill. If Gillespie does well, that will really strengthen the hand of pro-immigration security people in Congress to do more than just give an amnesty, do more than token security, but to actually do something about these issues if they play well in Virginia, because Virginia is kind of a purple state where people don't know what's going to happen. Gillespie has correctly, in my view, made these such an issue because I think these issues resonate with voters, with regular people living their lives who are distressed about our permissive immigration policies that we had before Trump was elected.
Well, that was certainly true in 2016, wasn't it? But this Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, Ed Gillespie's opponent, has in just the past 24 hours, I think, unleashed a campaign TV ad series on this issue, but very much playing to sort of the notion that this is all white supremacism and you know, the Charlottesville overtones and so on. So how do you think this is likely to net out, Jessica? I know perhaps we're getting beyond your expertise on immigration issues, but it does seem it's very, very high stakes indeed. In addition to the governor's race, this has a profound impact, potentially at least, on what happens in terms of a national policy on immigration, not just with respect to the Dreamers, but perhaps beyond as well.
Well, I think it's a big mistake, both factually and politically, to try to cast people who are concerned about illegal immigration and the crime that results as racist or white supremacist. I mean, I think that Northam's campaign ads are going to prove to be the equivalent of Hillary Clinton, you know, Clinton's basket of deplorables comment. I mean, people who have these very legitimate concerns about our immigration policy are, you know, don't want to be called racists or idiots. And I hope that they come out and express this in voting. We'll see what happens. But it strikes me as a huge mistake on Northam's part to dismiss these concerns. The Democrats, if they were smarter, would be doing the opposite and, you know, trying to, get on the pro-public safety, pro-security bandwagon that has worked so well for Republicans.
Well, we will be watching this one closely, both the race and what flows from it. Jessica Vaughn, as I know will you, at the Center for Immigration Studies, I deeply appreciate the work you do there and that of your colleagues. I know you'll keep it up, and I hope you'll come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will do the same again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Abney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.